You hear me now? Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down.
Grind, father. Excuse me, no, this price ain't gonna do it. And then they look at the hat and I'm like,
You just tip the hat and give him a wink. Wink.
Don't even 20% need to, off. You know.
Better than a senior citizen discount, they say. That's what they do when they sell derby hats, right? It's going to get you at least 20% off in a deli.
I don't know. You two are spilling gold all over the place here. I don't know if we can. Are we ready to go here?
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Can't be just, okay. I'm throwing this all out. All right, I'll count it down in 5, 4, 3.
Y'all know how this goes. Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling, tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Oh, and maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe. But I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Life's calling again. Back in Beantown, what is a boy to do?
Back in.
And you listeners know what that means. That can only mean one thing. It's Trent's Trouton Thanksgiving Tabernacle. That's, of course, our yearly episode where Trent takes the reins. It's his birthday week. It's his favorite meal of the week. He's doing it up real big. How are you, Trent?
I'm doing beautiful, brother. Got myself my hands on a bottle of Eagle Rare, which I've been trying to do for the last fucking almost 3 weeks now. Had to cough up a cool 100 bones for it, but I was more than happy to do so. It's double the retail price, but good luck finding one this joyous holiday season.
That's some they're fucking bossy shit right there.
It was, dude, I love this. This is like probably my favorite one out of all the bourbons that I drink. It's so hard to get.
To his left, of course, is Lunch Meat. How's it hanging, Lunch Meat?
Out of the Christmas oven smoke, there stands a man. Out of the stuffing, it's me, Lunch Meat. Everyone's favorite Lunch Meat.
You did it, bud.
We have done it. And
wait, I'm going to try it again. Hold on.
Okay, one
from
more.
The top. All right. The tippy top.
Instead of this Thanksgiving, everyone's sick of turkey. Why don't you try some Lunch Meat? It's delicious.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Attaboy.
That's the one.
Print it. Put on a t-shirt and sell it. Bumper stickers.
What we have done is this is the only podcast that gets up with you at 4 a.m. Your friends are too old, too lame, too tired to get up in the morning. They think it's not worth their time. Or maybe you're a degenerate who's been up all night and you are needing something to help you fall asleep at the end of a rager. It is Thanksgiving tomorrow, but I would start off with a question I haven't asked in a while. Lunch Meat, are you staying up late or you get up early today?
The day before Thanksgiving is always a series of naps. I took a nap around maybe like 2 o'clock and I got up at 4, you know, and... you know, now I'm ready. You got to cook the food.
Then, around get that food going. 6 a.m. Yep. Okay, so I think we'll get to that. I'm going to just round on and out. What about you, Trent? How are you sleeping these days?
Oh, you know me, man. I'm a night owl. The old night hawk.
Uh-huh.
It's a thing. I don't think it's a thing.
And I'm sure you've got Thanksgiving on the grill to report. But before we do, I will just say that I take my duties seriously. I'm your man in the morning. So I went to bed at a good time. 8:30 p.m. and I get up at about 2:45 and quickly scramble to find the wires I need. So, yeah, we're raring to go from all fronts.
something about pump, something about pudding shots and scrambled eggs.
Yep, got to get all those. What you got going on? We will get into the menu, the Thanksgiving draft, if, as it were. But first, we got 15 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing. And I think we should just get right to it in some of these. If my tabs would load a little faster, which they're not.
Thanks a lot, Spectrum.
Oh, now it wants to give me a commercial? Why don't we just hold off on that for a second there? I said quiet.
Will Arnett here.
You know how like you pull up a tab, you pull up a tab and it's like playing the thing you want, and then when you pause it and play it again, it's suddenly you can't add a commercial at that point. It's too late, right?
It's ridiculous.
It is. That's why you gotta. Oh, there it is.
It's better not happen in cricket. That's what I know. And that is, of course, our hit segment where we ask, where are those Mississippi hippos? They're out there protecting us and patrolling. That's a patrolling. And that's fine, but we just like to know where that is. Gentlemen, have you been seeing them out there?
I spotted one of them. I was today, as a matter of fact, they were being a little sneaky. It was a little sneaky Mississippi rhino. They were he or she, I couldn't really tell, but one of them was in a parking lot, in a pick and save parking lot. Uh-huh. You could clearly see they were doing radar because it was like this weird intersection where people must be like running the stop sign and shit.
Okay.
And I'm just like sitting there just kind of like watching the cop car like from my stoplight, and then like all of a sudden they like bust their lights on and like just proceeded like book ass like down the. I don't know who they pulled over, because I pulled over to like the bar that I was going to and decided to get myself a drink. Like a proper gentleman.
Well, I think I'll step in here because I also caught them catching us. I was speeding and I turned a corner through a stop sign by a grocery store.
Oh shit. And, was it in South Milwaukee? Because that's the same grocery store that
it was. But the thing about this
really
one was,
it might have been the same person. Was it today?
Yeah.
Like, maybe it was him.
I was about to say, is it the same cop we're
the
talking
about? The thing
about
it
right
though
now?
Was the cop was crazy. Already pulling someone over, baby. I was behind the cop, behind the guy doing something. Gotcha, not getting me. All right, Lunch Meat, what you got for us?
The hogs have been out trolling the street, and it's the day before Thanksgiving, and everyone knows everyone's back in town and out at the bars. They dropped the price of gasoline. God bless you, Biden. That. You know? And they're out. They're stopping people. You know what I'm saying?
I do. We confirmed it. So, nice try. There's still plenty of time before the holiday's over to catch us.
Not me. I got my wife. She's a designated driver. Fuck you, police.
Take her away.
I beat the system. I beat the system. By default.
That's just being a smart gentleman, you know?
It's just like getting lucky.
You better taser, officer.
Yeah.
Now you're doing it.
Taser, I just met her.
She kidnapped me, I swear.
There you go. Pretty awesome. Great workarounds by everyone. Ooh, what else do we cover around this time? Should we get into the menus a bit? I mean, that's what everyone's thinking about.
You control the tabs there, sir. You tell us.
Well, we have 3 minutes till we start talking about that thing we don't tell ourselves.
I was
going
to say, we
got
to be close to that piz time.
We're getting kind of close, but we got a couple minutes here to get into it a little bit. I myself am going to put this down and get going on my aforementioned famous pumpkin pie. That's a Crisco recipe for the crust, followed by me pouring a bunch of stuff out of a can into it.
Nice. Uh-huh. And then what do you do? Do you bake it?
I do. In the past, I'll make enough to have myself my little lasagna pumpkin pie I like to make. It's sort of a trademark. People haven't been eating it. It's cooked perfectly. Like, it's actually really good to eat, but people haven't been choosing it. I think it might be the presentation of having it in like a meatloaf pan.
Yeah, sure.
Tell me exactly. So you're layering the pie crust in between the layers of pumpkin?
It's not a lasagna. I'm just
Yeah, because a lasagna would be layers. He is correct.
I'm making a meatloaf.
Oh, you said meatloaf or you said lasagna? Did you?
You did say lasagna. I heard lasagna. Yes. Meatloaf.
Now you got me thinking. No, this is more of a meatloaf. I'm sorry, I said it wrong.
Describe meatloaf pumpkin pie again.
Oh, you take a nice pan and you just put the crust into a meatloaf pan, and then you just pour more pumpkin in it, and you bake it until you stick a knife in it, and it comes out clean.
So you didn't have the proper size pan, but you had a lot of ingredients left over, and you said to yourself, "What am I gonna do?"
I'm doing it with the extra ingredients. So I do have a normal pie. If you want to eat it that way, yuck.
Some square circles just don't fit in those square pegs. Am I right?
It's so true.
Thanks, Meyer.
Thanks, Meyer. Shout out to Meyer. I just barely knew what they were like a year ago. I'm like, oh yeah, shit, that's the grocery store.
What about you, Trent? What you got on the grill for Thanksgiving this year?
Oh, well, this year I don't have to actually make dinner. I'm not like hosting. I'm going to somebody else's house. But I am bringing a dish I wanted to.
Is it mom?
No, it's my wife's folks' house. So everybody else kind of already like brought something. So I'm making a dip. Because it's game day, so they haven't made it. So I'm gonna make a buffalo chicken cheese dip with. I'm gonna make my own little spread. I'm gonna probably put some bacon in there, some olives, some chives. You know, make it a little. You know, I don't know. What do you start with?
Get a little dip going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make a big ass thing of some. But
you
what
start
I really,
with like some sour cream or what? How do you? How do you get that
you
started?
Could put sour cream in there. I'm gonna put some ranch in there though. I there got some go. Really okay. good.
May I interject?
No, go for
what
it.
What kind of chips are you gonna bring? Yeah, Frito or those Frito dippers? Scoops.
You beat me to it. So what I was thinking about doing, I was thinking about maybe classing it up a level and maybe like bring in what do they call those it's like bread, but it's like already like
pita,
you can, like,
pita chips,
yeah, like something like that, but like it's like that heart, like the bruschetta. Is it bruschetta, like where you make it with like you know, like you put it on like the, like it's like a hard bread, right? It's like small,
it's like a hard like a dried bread, like
yeah,
a crouton,
something. But like I saw like something on YouTube thing. Where you can like make something like that out of like French bread. So I brought some French bread and I'm gonna like attempt to make
dehydrate it.
Yeah, I'm gonna attempt to make it. If it sucks, then whatever. Yeah, I got
you.
Got an air fryer. yeah, I do have an air fryer. Yes,
that's all you need. Just gotta butter with like some delicious, probably. Well, maybe like a butter. Maybe just butter.
Maybe a little bit of garlic. Yeah, like or salt. Right. Yeah, just something simple. Because like the dip's gonna do all the
Here's
flavor.
One thing you need to do before buying anything online: don't spend another time.
Oh shit! Are we getting sponsored? Money.
God damn it! Okay. Pretend you didn't hear none of that.
I want money. Hey, if you're gonna play your sponsored ad during our podcast, you're gonna pay us, whoever that was.
These tabs are a mess. I really thought you wouldn't find out about it.
Or we're gonna settle out of court for $20. It's your choice.
So we're going with that. So okay, what about you, Lunch Meat? What are you making though? What are you bringing to the cookout?
We're not gonna get the turkeys this year, but we're doing something called dueling chickens. We're making like two real big chickens. We're doing one lemon pepper and one honey poultry.
What's that?
It's like a special like poultry, like chicken poultry, and then you do like a honey, like garlic rub on it, and then you sprinkle that on there.
Sure.
And then you throw a little bit in the middle, you know, in the innards.
Do you like inject it with one of those needles kind of a thing? Is it kind of like
yes, we have like that cool like
I know what you're
injector
talking about. Yeah,
needle
you
can,
like, thing. Stick like cloves of garlic in there or something.
We do like a garlic butter and then we inject it in there. It's delish. You know.
Yep.
It's just gonna be a smaller one. We're just having me, my girl, and then like her mom's just coming over.
That's cool.
For like a lunch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
those are like sometimes.
Of course,
the
you got
best,
the.
Really.
I do like a green bean Brussels sprout casserole. You know, I do that. Mm-hmm. And then I do a little, it's like an Asian stuffing that's like super bomb. Like, I make like a corned beef, like hash.
Ooh.
Like,
do describe.
Like, it's like a, It's like a corn. So it's like you get like the vegetables, the onions, the mushrooms. You put the corned beef. You put like you saute all that and shit, and then you put that into the stuffing, and then you bake the stuffing, and it is delish.
Sounds delicious.
And then I think it was mashed potatoes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mashed gravy.
Mm-hmm. Echo wrong.
So yeah, what you doing for that gravy? Do you make your own or
it's called All Gravy and it is super delicious.
Is it like
I use like the fat from the so we do like a cool like we take the gravy from like the juice of the chickens, of course.
Sure.
And then we do like a turkey, just like a quarter jar of like brown gravy, like beef gravy, and then like another half cup of like country gravy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Mix it all together.
Are you using that Heinz? You're talking about that pre-made gravy?
You had to get the cool like packet stuff, like the Southern packet.
Right.
Gravy.
Yeah. See, now country people gravy. Don't realize there's a difference between the packet gravy if you're making it and like that pre-made like stuff you could buy like in a jar and like.
There's like that Trio like powder gravy mix that you get, and then you just add your own seasoning, and all it is just like poultry seasoning, and then like a little onion and cracked pepper. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds
and then you got yourself a fine country gravy, boy.
Ooh. Boy, howdy.
But green on the other side.
Watch out, Colonel. Here comes the general.
Speaking of fucking, I saw a KFC log that's packaged that you can put on the fire, and when you like start it on fire, it makes your entire house smell like KFC chicken. This is a thing that they sell.
Okay. I thought it was gonna go the other way. Like you should like be able to throw the logs. You like throw the logs in the fire, and then after they like they cook off, there's just like some nice chicken in there.
That was what makes
I
the
mean.
Most sense.
Honestly, you could probably do that. What you should do is you should get those KFC logs, and then like somehow incorporate that into it. Sell your own.
Yeah, I mean, aren't they just putting like their extra the price, chicken parts inside these logs, and like having you burn away their waste? And pay money for it.
I mean, probably. Honestly, that's probably
all like the crumbles at the bottom. Just
you're paying them to like dispose of their own garbage by like burning it into the ozone,
bringing it in your house and starting a fire with it.
Yes, and probably causing cancer for everyone in your family through the delicious smell of KFC.
I lived in a house that had a fireplace once, and I did make use of it. And I will tell you the best thing to make your house smell great, and it is the coolest thing to do, too. You know those, like, huge big cans of, like, beans that you always see in the grocery store where you're like, why would anyone buy that giant baked bean can?
Throw it in a fire.
You buy one of those. You buy one of those, and you put two cups of, like, maple syrup in there, and you stir it around. And then you just, like, put that in the fireplace, you know, while, like, you have a fire. And at the when the fire dies out, you like eat the beans, you know. But like, meanwhile, your house will smell so delicious.
Sounds like it would. Hell
it's like
yeah.
a sweet cinnamon baked beans scent line. Ooh, you know, like everyone's talking about, like when you're having an open house, you want to put those cookies out, make that house smell like cookies. No, maple baked beans, sir. Maple baked beans.
That's a good tip, and it does bring us to that time. I'm not sure if this was fun for anyone or not, but it is that time where I ask around. Trentro, what's in your piz this Thanksgiving?
What do we got today? We got some L.A. Kush cake.
Oh, Kush cake. Sounds
remember that cushy cook. Kush cake with a side of gravy.
Sounds suspiciously like telling on yourself, but I'm gonna move on to lunch meat. What's in your piz?
I got some bacon wrapped water chestnuts.
Oh, crunchy.
And I myself will be puffing on a little bit of Dempsey's Irish cream.
Ooh.
Okay, now it's time.
Cue the music.
Oh. It's turkey in the shoe.
Gobble, gobble me. Gobble, gobble. I'm gonna eat the turkey in the shoe.
Is it the gobble? Is it the gobble, gobble turkey wobble song at least?
No.
Have you heard that one?
No.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God damn it. The wrong song.
You do the. You put your left arm to the left. That's right. You put your right ring to the right. That's right. You do the wobble wobble. You do the turkey gobble gobble. You do the turkey wobble wobble. You do the turkey gobble. Now put your back up to the front. Right side.
It's the wrong one.
Is this what you're listening to?
A Red Rockers meltdown Thanksgiving.
Sorry, it's been a long day. I'm actually taking this break.
Oh, yeah. Do you, son.
Oh, we're all taking the break.
All right, that was pretty good, I guess. But I meant to play the other damn Blink 182 song that says I miss you. Have you heard the new one?
No.
What the?
Is it okay for Blink 182 to come out with another song 30 years later, 25 years later?
I feel like
and it's called I Miss You.
I mean, like, they've been out of the limelight for so long. I don't know. They've been out of the limelight for so long.
No, no, no. Okay.
Like, someone going to die? Isn't, like, one of the people going to die of, like, stage 4 cancer?
Okay, here
bullshit.
It is. Let me give it to you. Then. It sounds like you guys haven't been listening to radio in the morning, but I'm, like, really
surprised.
My kids have been, taking over my damn Apple Music for too long, so I just leave my phone at home sometimes.
Your kids are into
Blink
182 nowadays?
No, you're missing it. So I've been playing, like, the regular old radio, basically. My son, just asked me a bunch of questions. Like, so wait, other people in other cars are hearing the same thing? Yes. So Blink 182 is back.
Your kid thought that, like, other people in other cars were listening to, like, the same music as him.
Yeah,
he's a sweet boy.
No, we're listening to the radio, so it's true. Okay, forget all that.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. The radio.
Yes, the boring old radio. And on that radio, Blink 182 is back. They got a new song. It's called I Miss You. It's about how they miss each other. This one's just for them. It is kind of sweet, but I get so incensed every time I hear it because they're doing another I Miss You. This is the I Miss You. We don't want another I Miss You. No one else has heard this?
But in today's age of technology, they could just reach out and email each other.
That's what they did, but it took them like 20 years.
They don't
years.
Miss each other. They've been on tour for like the last 2 years together.
Well,
like knocked up Kourtney Kardashian for like the whatever time. Just had a kid like a week ago.
I think he's not wrong. I don't know. I'm not up to date, but that sounds correct because I do remember hearing something about that.
What?
I feel like Lunch Meat knows more about this than either of us.
One of my friends, like at work or whatever, he went to like that Vegas concert where it was like Blink 182 and everyone cool. That was back in the day, and even though it was totally dumb, but anyways, Blink 182, he was like, he went there, he spent like thousands of dollars, and then
thousands of dollars to go to Blink 182.
Guess one ticket for this festival
he
was like $700.
He could have went
you know
to
what I'm saying?
F1.
Yeah, so him and his girl, so that's $1,400 right there. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, that's nuts.
And they didn't even show up.
What? Damn.
Because he was like having a kid at that moment with like one of the Kardashians.
Okay.
Kourtney. That's more important, not because of the miracle of birth, but just because of the family politics.
Okay,
was Lord Disick there? If Lord Disick is in attendance,
he might have been.
I mean, real life question. You know, two of us here have had kids. Both of us were like new pretty much when they're going to be born. Would you just be like, oh, hey, I'm going to go on world tour. And oh, when the kid happens, I might just have to cancel. Like, what kind of a dickhead? Like, how about you just don't go on tour for 9 months, asshole? Right. And then when your kid's born, then go on tour if you want to. But like, I don't know. It seems so Like, I don't know. It seems like
no
a
no shit.
Like,
that like just that Vegas concert. Like, just, I would believe there was like 100,000 people.
Vegas
there.
Does it up big, sure. Yeah.
So $700 times 100.
All right.
1,000 is like that's like 70 million. Is that correct?
I mean, I'm pretty high, but that sounds about right.
So I'm sure that's why he did it, right? I mean, that's a lot of fucking money, dude. Fuck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
right.
I mean, you would have to, right? I mean, shit. Those diapers aren't, you know, cheap. So I hear, right?
God damn it. Okay, I'm not doing anything new ever again.
I like this as an intro.
Yeah,
that's
I
good.
Do. I like, let's just keep interrupting with random ads that, like, no one knows anything about the
podcast. Or is this like a Monday night tonight?
I was going to do, like, the Sports Minute segment. I was bringing it in. It's got to play it. But,
I feel like it brings a sort of je ne sais quoi to the podcast.
Yeah, better than cricket. All the ads. The ads that
oh,
we
yeah,
talk
sports.
Through.
Yeah, sports.
We have segments.
Are we doing sports?
Yes. I have okay. What you call been going to the Packer game, and I was there.
I was about to say, it sounds like somebody definitely. Are you going to do the segue into sports?
Yeah, that's
that, the segue?
That was it.
Excellent. Well, then,
I always do it after the 20. It's sort of like I keep it, I got a routine, you know?
No, you're very
Bluetooth
strict.
Disconnected.
Well, or
Bluetooth
I forget. That's
connected.
The other thing. So I was there. I had some, like, you would, like, what most people would probably call, like, the nosebleed seats, but I've always been sitting in, like, a really good seat my whole life. So it was actually really interesting to be up in the rafters. Like, I was right next to the firework guys.
Yeah, I was curious as to where you were, because yeah. I've only been to Lambeau twice, and I was like...
I was, like, right above the tunnel, no like, I'm running out of, but, like, way
sure.
up there.
Okay.
And it was cool, like, yeah, right yeah. next to the firework guys. We got a free firework, because they scored, but then, like, it was a penalty, so then they had to, like, run it in again, and we got, like, two fireworks.
Damn. So did you have to, like, drive there and then drive back home the same day? And that's always, like,
yeah.
every time I've been to a Packers game, it's, like, you can never, like,
well,
really,
like,
I feel like everyone that ever really enjoys a Packers game is just completely, like, wasted and doesn't have to, you know. I've never experienced I'm going to get drunk and, like, someone's going to drive me back home from a Packers game. That seems real fun. Because everybody that's there just gets obliterated.
If you don't mind,
you
should
get one of those,
like,
cool bus
yeah,
deals.
You got it's
yes,
like $100.
Agreed.
But, like,
yeah. Right.
Yeah.
If you're willing to spend $100, yeah.
Versus $10,000 for your first DUI, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Easily worth it. Mm-hmm. You look at it from that
first, if you're lucky.
Right. If you're right. Yeah. Dude, for real. They ain't fucking around.
Fight you. So, yeah, it was fun. The Pokemon had, like, berets and sunglasses for some reason. I missed, like, the point of the event, but I caught a couple of, I caught a sleepy Snorlax. Yeah, cute little Ooh. Hat on.
Is that a hot pick this year?
Snorlax is always pretty good. Season. Like, he can take a lot of damage. He his little attack is, like, you know, weak attack is not very good, but his strong attack is pretty good. It just takes a long time to charge.
Oh.
Body slam.
Were you
classic.
With were you with your pops?
No, I was with my mom
time
this
around.
Time. This time we're doing the deal, I guess, but it was a good game.
Who throws a better party? What experience did you have? A better time with your pops? Did you get the full length?
I'll go to my grave never saying, "Oh, my mom packs like in advance." The truck was like full of.
Yeah, your mom knows how
like
to.
Like a grill
yeah,
and brats
yeah,
and beans
for
and,
sure.
Like, a snack
sure.
tray and bags to walk inside with like cashews in them.
Okay.
Drink cooler.
Were you at least going to plan on smuggling in some like ketchup and some mustard for your big Polish dog?
That's so like, funny. I was so full. I didn't get one. I just got, I drank more beers. I drank a lot of beers. So it was
I did real good. I drank them all, pal.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe you could, you know, those cool like Flaska canes, you know, like
yeah.
you just like fill that with ketchup right. and mustard.
That sounds awesome. A condo you
know?
Cane.
Hold my cane up to like. Mm-hmm. Just, like,
you're
just
welcome,
a
America.
Ketchup. Like the handle's a little pump on it.
Mm-hmm. No one's stopping you, you know? Like, jeez.
You can actually set the bottom of the cane on the ground, put the cane over the counter, like the handle part, and then just give it like a little press and a squirt.
That seems like a really good, like,
that sounds like, for, just, like, that's another great idea.
That's a good idea, yeah, especially
like,
for
that just that imagine like legs. Just imagine like, some super hot like girl there, you know, like looking at her
I'm imagining it
rot, you know, and then she's looking at you just ordered that
ketchup cane.
You put it on the can, you know, you poof, the condiment comes out of the cane, you look at her, she looks at you.
And she says, married. If it's honestly, not your you sauce, then whose is it?
On a show where you give away a lot of ideas, all over. That is like your most practical and maybe best idea yet.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I have to like note the episodes to remember the great like ketchup cane. Of course, it was right there.
A pair of platform shoes to hide like other condiments in.
It's got a chili pump, you know,
like a belt buckle that sprinkles a little salt out of it.
It's got like right, it's got like shredded cheese. Oh, it's got a grater on it. You just bust out a thing of cheese, start grating it on your belt. It's just grating
that's good.
Cheese.
Good. Just a little like, garlic, maybe.
It's like carefully, perfect, like
right, yeah, that's what I mean, man. It's just like it's like kind of dusting off like your cock, but like falling onto the plate, and everyone's like, "What the fuck?"
Would it only be cool if like you saw like a really like you know attractive, well-tuned man doing it, or if you just saw like a 350-pound man, fat man with all that stuff.
Okay,
would you be like, oh man, what's wrong with America?
Owns it, I feel like, because there's mm-hmm. a big dude I know who's a comedian, and he's mm-hmm. like not like, I guess, like what you'd call subjectively like attractive or whatever, but he owns it. He knows it, but he still gets like hot ass women, and like he just like mm-hmm. you said, like he doesn't give a shit, and like girls
eat. But
like,
if you hot, saw that same man, like if you saw this, if you say the sign. Same man, like sweating at like a baseball game,
no,
you know,
I'll
like just sweating, you know, and he has like a Batman, fat man, like belt with all like,
okay,
you know, like condiments and like grinders and stuff, right? You know, would you sure. be like, oh God, that's you? Would you be like, oh, stay away from him, children? You know, what
I mean,
saying?
I would ask
that's
him.
That's one
to,
of
you
God's
know?
Undesirables. You know, do you ever say that to your kids? That's like the only reason why I want to like have kids. You never
I
say that.
I feel like I've never ran into a man that had a condiment Batman belt, but like if I did, I would probably.
You don't go to your kids like, don't look at him, children. He's one of God's undesirables.
These
and
days,
then you just kind of drive away.
I feel like you run into like you keep your kids locked in a house and you don't like let them run into those types because they are everywhere. I mean. God, hell, I'm even like I go in there with like I walk in a like a Quick Trip with like some sandals and some big ass toenails. Ooh, and you know what that sound means?
Them big ass eagle claws pointing out. It's like your toenails.
Exactly.
Your we'll toenails right walk into the store before you do.
Like you just like light, it just like opens the door.
I from, know, right? You're like just hear it screeching on glass. Like everybody turns around. And you're just like.
Mm-hmm. Plucking out fish from the river, you know,
that'd be fucking awesome. I mean, out of all the birds of prey, like the eagle's the sexiest, right? I mean, come on, right? I mean, who's sexier than an eagle flying around that big ass wingspan, just scooping down?
Whoa,
I think a turkey is pretty sexy.
Oh God!
I mean, you know? Arguably, a turkey. They they got a gobbler's knob. They got you got some a goblin a knob. I mean, that
they
is
got
sexy.
The right neck, if you know what I mean. You know,
hell yeah.
I've been like trying to think of like a sexy
you don't
bird.
Add anything?
I don't know. I'm like sexy birds. That's tough.
Sexy. Birds
what about that?
Prey.
Like you know that toucan on Zubily Zoo? Can she get it?
I mean,
come on.
Hard pass.
You gotta stare at like the cheekbones and her pretty eyes.
What are those tall ass birds that have like slender legs? You see, oh, cranes. Those things are cool as shit. You ever seen one of those hunt? Like pluck like a fish? Dude, I've seen those on YouTube and like they'll eat like rabbits and shit. Like they'll eat whole. I'm like,
yeah.
God damn, dude! Like
it's all about the throat muscles.
A pelican,
that's why I like
down that gullet.
Dude,
wow.
Eat, It's
they had to put those like birds on like the National Protection like agency because of like the people in Florida because they were like legitimately shooting them and killing them. But like this is what they would do. They would capture them and then like they would cut off their head and then they would like stick their dicks like in their like wobbling throat. It's true. It's true.
I've heard this story on this podcast before.
Oh no!
There's different variations. No. Usually, it's like you ain't gonna fuck that chicken, are ya? But it's like that's what they did with those cranes. You know,
I feel like this is something that would happen in Russia, not in the land Florida.
Florida.
Well, Florida's
don't you
different.
Think you would feel like a little like inadequate? Texas. Like,
they don't
dude,
to do
in Florida, they had to like ban making love to dolphins. As if you know what I'm saying? Like that's a thing.
Saying.
Florida, dolphins will go once, for it if you let them.
Once Florida actually,
you know,
like,
you know what their reasoning why they wanted to have sex with these dolphins, though?
No, this, like, I don't. Church of, can we please not? Like, sports.
They're tight as a drum. It's watertight. You know, like you've never made love to anything that was
watertight
like that.
See,
you know?
You're ruining Thanksgiving. Now people know things they cannot know.
Well, now you can bring this up. At your Thanksgiving dinner, you know,
it's
like
true.
You can be the cool uncle,
you know,
that like talks
honestly,
about this stuff.
Lunch meat has a good point. If your racist uncle starts to bring up something about Biden or Trump, whatever side it is, or your woke uncle, whatever, right? You could start to bring
drag
up the dolphin
asses.
Fucking thing, and then everybody will be like, "What the
is
fuck?"
Is that true?
And
you'll be like, "I heard it on a podcast."
Forget about it, and no one will start a fight this year. You'll completely be the hero, and everybody
that's
will forget
good.
About it. Good point. Good save.
Washington. I'm going to do this. This is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to, like, before we say grace, I'm going to, like, say what, you know, how everyone, like, goes around the table and says what you're thankful for.
Of course.
I'm going to be like, gas prices have never been lower. God bless you, Biden. Thank you, sir. You know?
And then you put on a MAGA hat and then put on a MAGA
hat. It's like going to be
confuse the fuck out of everybody and just eat and never say a fucking word after that.
I'm already what about if we make like a cool blue hat, you know, that says America.
I've been saying it forever. Like make a Biden,
America has
Biden Trump
America just been made great again. What about America just been
yeah, no, you're on the right track. I'm telling you. Nobody's
done
great
it yet. Again.
I've never
blue.
Seen anybody make a hat where it's like both sides where they're making fun because everybody takes it so serious. It's like,
isn't it like
guys,
don't you think like once the Republicans wear red and the Democrats start wearing blue, isn't the Crips and the Bloods just legitimately going to start killing everyone? Is that, you know?
Chris Rock nice. Made this reference a while ago.
Oh. He did?
This was a whole, yeah. Dude, he made a whole
it's
thing.
Maybe
about
I should be right for him,
be
you know?
Nowadays. Republicans and Democrats, Bloods and Crips. No, it was a whole, yeah.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
that
is,
what,
oh, you're right.
Yeah, no, it was. It was, what was it, Chris Rock? God,
bigger
damn,
and blacker, baby.
There you go. Yep, there you go. Yeah, he did a whole, like, 10-minute segment on it. And, like, honestly, it got kind of deep. Like, yeah, you're not wrong. It's yeah, you're right.
You're 30 years behind your time.
Same.
But still on the mark, I suppose.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
what are we doing for these Thanksgiving smoke calls, right?
Ooh, let's, yeah, lighten it up a bit.
Just hold on. I'm changing my tab here.
Oh, dude, please play another random ad.
I won't. I'm sick of it. Not going to happen again. I took care of it. Here's $83. Just leave me alone. I'm just kidding.
It's kind of all works.
Okay, here we go. So if you dial 414 Yo Yo Cal, those are zeros. The Cal is spelled with a K. You could 100% be heard just like. Not that one. Hi, this is Kevin. My big brother loves your podcast. It's hard being the little brother, especially on Thanksgiving. I just got out of my diapers and I still got the poo-poo and the boom-boom.
Uh-oh.
That still don't sit right in my bum. Don't even get me started with the pee-pee and the stinkles. If I don't dry my Mr. Peepers after I soil myself, my flesh stub starts to wrinkle like a raisin.
My dog's name is Mr. Peepers.
What food should I try not to eat? I wish I could go back to a simpler days when I just got my Thanksgiving from a breast. A woman's
ooh,
breast.
That's a
if
most
you had to give
Thanksgiving
up, eat
ever.
Thanksgiving dinner and all you got to eat was milk from a hot milk breast, would you do it?
Hmm. I'll do it tomorrow. Are we doing it now? Can we do it now?
I would also those? Do it. Yes, immediately.
You would do it. You would give it. Up all of Thanksgiving. Yep. Just the yeah, one yeah, quick.
Three for three. You would too. It's three for three. Move on.
Oh, yeah.
Next
yeah.
question.
Okay. It's good. Question. Okay.
Yes.
For us, that was an easy one. All
right. Surprise, folks. We're a sucker for Big Naturals on this podcast.
The corn-fed natties, big city slammers. Am I right?
It's like the glue that keeps this family together.
But what if it was just like your whole family was just like eating the Thanksgiving dinner, and you're like, then there's like the kiddie table, and then there's like another table with you just eating like or
by
drinking
yourself?
Like a MILF's like a breast. You know, but you just you'd be okay with that.
No,
know?
That's awkward. Nope. No,
what if you're
not?
What if you're on the?
What if there was like a? What if there was like some sort of like a shadow?
No,
like
a
shadow. I don't know. I would
listen.
Care,
you just go. You lay all the way across your lap, and you go for the far one, and then you're covering up the other one, and everything's fine, right?
What if it was below the table? No one knows, you know, like a no man's land.
All right, she's got like her elbows on the table.
I mean, is there a table skirt on this table?
Of course.
And how many people are at this table?
I don't know, like 12 people.
12 people, easy. Oh,
and
where
are you seated? You in the middle?
Now, the
kids'
table is a little
corner.
Lower, so they can see
all
a little.
All this matters
bit.
If you're going to talk about jerking off under are we talking about jerking off?
No jerking, just eating. You're just eating. You're just enjoying the meal.
You might get away with doing something with her stuff, though. You know, hang back a little bit.
Who cares?
A little hand stuff.
I mean, it is the sexiest place. It's like, if you don't think about them being like your family members and your relatives. You know, it's like they're all wearing stocking feet. You know what I'm saying? You're down there, you know, your aunt's wiggling them toes, you know.
Yeah, but like, what that green bean casserole do though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care. Like, if the food's good enough, it don't matter to me. Right? I mean, free meal's a free meal.
Like, just spit
hey, times
wine
is
all
hard.
Over the mic.
Inflation is tough. It's hitting hard these days. If you want to save money for this Thanksgiving, you know, maybe.
Yeah, so it's what, $22 a plate, they're saying this year. I know a Greek place, you can get it for like $25.95. It's supposed to be pretty good.
Shaved lamb?
No, I think it's like a turkey dinner. They're just doing it that way.
Oh, shit. That's the smart. Yeah. Yep.
Very good. What else we got going on? What else is next on the old, since we got them up?
The smoke mails.
Smoke mails. Sure. Mm-hmm.
I got one from myself, actually. Just a note so I don't forget. This one just says, Ander sucks. And I'm saying it because after Trent's liberating denouncement of Loki, I want to say something myself. I'm not watching Andor. Everyone says it's their favorite Star Wars. I've watched three episodes.
Oh,
I'm not watching the rest. I don't care. I'm out. Out on Andor.
Is this a self-proclamation or are you just like...
I don't know. Everyone keeps saying like it gets so good.
You're an alcoholic and you're like, I renounce alcohol.
It doesn't get so good. It like gets mildly all right to watch.
Pass.
Some people like it. It's like it's setting it up. You know what I'm saying?
Trent, let me pitch you a show, Trent.
It's like a tolerable marriage. It's okay.
Let me...
But you kind of slowly want to kill yourself.
Trent, you got to hear me out here, okay? What if I told you I'm going to put out a Star Wars show... But it's going to have no lightsabers in it. None whatsoever,
what?
Ever. We're not going to have any of them in. We're just
it's about the rebellion.
Boo.
Are
not
they
one
at least
going to
like our... Well,
there's going to be lightsabers, trust me.
Are they
no
going to battle with each other's cocks?
Not
if
yet.
They're not going to do like the whole point of the lightsabers, like, you know, I mean, it's, you know, dudes like...
What about the big heist that they did?
Why don't you watch...
Someone had a lightsaber.
Wait, what? There was a lightsaber eventually? Or no?
Yeah, there was like some sort of big heist. Did you see the big heist
no.
that they went on? Yeah, it was huge. It's awesome.
Yeah. I'm hearing spoilers. I mean, I have no idea what's going on.
I might watch,
never watch
this
it,
one episode.
But you guys are spoiling something for somebody right now. It's not me.
We both don't do it.
I assure you, I smoke too much weed, even if I didn't see
I
it.
I feel much better,
this.
And now I feel like I might also check out this heist episode.
Ooh.
I'll let you know how it goes. Just like last time I did the homework, I watched Anchorman 2. Have I covered that? Pretty good.
So So in a matter of less than 5 minutes, did you go from announcing it to being like, okay, I'll watch it?
I'll watch a heist episode.
I mean, you literally talked yourself into
just like, this one episode.
I talked him into it. I don't like I was the one, you know. You gotta say it just right. You know what I'm saying? Like
heist,
it's good.
It's like two words, and I'm like, ooh, heist episode. I do love those.
It is cool. It's like, you know, did you watch like Han Solo? Like you watched that movie, right?
Sure.
You know, that's like heist scene that they had and all that shit.
Ooh,
it's
like
cooler than that. You know what I'm saying?
What? So. Doesn't have Chewbacca hanging on the edge of a train, does it?
No, it does not.
Though. Oh my God.
That's true. I like that movie.
Hmm.
All right. What else we got going on in there?
Hey, this is a big twist. I love me some barbecue. Let's just say I was born to eat a rib tip, and I was eating whole chickens by the age of 7.
Is this Gordon Ramsay?
I was cooking giant cans of beans on the grill at the age of 5, and I love me some turkey. What do you think is the best way to cook a turkey? You know I'll be listening. And no name.
What do you think is the best way to cook a turkey?
I don't know. Anyway, everyone always cooks it for me.
Honestly, the best I've ever, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I have cooked 2 turkeys in my entire life and they haven't really been, you know, that big. So I don't have a lot of experience, but the best tasting turkeys I've ever had were the deep fried ones. What they fried them in, I don't know, but those deep fried turkeys, I don't know what kind of oil they used or what they did for the prep or any of that shit. But like every time I've had a properly done deep fried turkey, dude, that shit's just it's definitely way different than like an oven baked.
I was about to shut him down, but you got me turkey. Thinking. I'm getting 2 tomorrow, so I'll get to find. take my pick.
What I like to do when I cook a turkey, I like to lather it in some KY. It keeps it from getting dry.
Yeah. But what kind of KY? I mean, you got that. You got the smooth.
That's smooth and silky. Yeah,
smooth and silky. All right, that a boy.
It's one of those where it's like smooth and silky is kind of taking over the regular flavor, right? Like,
I mean, they basically have. Let's face it, they have some of these lubes where, like, you look at it and it's basically anal lube, but they don't want to say it because it's like at like a grocery store chain, right. So they have to be like thick. Uh-huh. What do you need a thick lube for? I mean, let's be honest. Like, there's like, I mean, one reason why, unless you're like fucking in the shower all the time, you know, like, I mean, what do you need a thick, like, you know, like a real thick jelly like lube? I'm thinking it's for that anal. Come on now. I mean, like,
wow.
Right?
Yeah, it's for that anal. Well, I mean, hey, what are you
right? Gonna, I mean, they must
what are you
going to
do
with
the butter runs
say,
out? Am
yeah,
I wrong?
They can't say
you know?
Anal butter. It's like nobody's going to buy that at Pick and Save. Like, you might buy it at a porn shop or like on the internet, but like, you can't mark that at Kroger. You know, it's got to just
all
say,
this, you
just
get it on
Amazon.
Cock,
thick gel.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, who
what
the
about,
fuck is
this
thick gel for?
You know,
you I mean, not I know so who it's for. Five, I'm just saying, it'd be nice if they just came out and said it.
K-Y.
I mean, we're all adults, yeah. Like, you know, what the fuck.
Here, I got a good one for you. What's the difference between a turkey and a woman?
Something about stuffing. It's got to be something about stuffing. God damn it.
One you squirt and eat, and the other you eat, and then she squirts.
Oh, damn it. I thought for sure it was something about stuffing.
That is not an obvious one. Don't beat yourself up. That was tough.
He always
maybe
comes
this one.
Up
what
with
about,
ones
like...
that throw me.
What about, what's the difference between a turkey and your mom?
Hey, easy, fella.
I want to know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't eat turkey 2 days in a row.
Oh!
Oh! I mean, turkey
will be. That is like Andrew Dice. I like it. I like it. Hey, oh! I feel like I should have a cigarette in my mouth right now.
Oh! I'm like reaching behind my head, though, you know? Like a gangster.
Hey, but for real, though, like who here owns like an actual leather jacket? Do any of you still own a leather jacket?
Not a real leather
day?
Jacket. I have like a fake leather, Southside Snake.
I feel like
I've never
like
have.
No,
I like
I
not a real
I
leather jacket. No, I have like a cool Southside Snakes leather jacket, but it's like fake leather.
It's, you know, still pretty cool.
The closest I ever came was like, remember that leather shop that they had in Southridge? Was it Wilson's or something?
Sure.
Like,
yeah, I missed. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so like, you'd like,
go to you missed for, Wilson's?
I forget what it
was. I would go to Wilson's. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that was the place.
Just for the smells?
The most, yes! Yeah. Get yourself a Cinnabon, walk out with them sticky-ass hands, like touch a $500 leather backpack.
While dude, you'd be, like, coming out of that bitch actually, looking like Star-Lord now that we have money and stuff, dude. We'd be, like, looking fly as fuck. I mean,
dude.
Exactly.
For sure.
I have had a Wilson's before. I left it in a closet on my way to the airport, like, leaving Germany forever, like... Just like, oh, let me hang up my coat in the closet like an hour before I fly out forever.
How many cool clothes did you lose to Germany and or women?
German and women. My Favre jersey. My Favre jersey is gone and I never got another one.
Like, did you lose a cool Nirvana like band t-shirt to like another girl? There was something you're telling me. You had a cool ass like tour concert t-shirt where you're like, oh fuck.
I wonder what that one
like
was.
It was one of those ones where now if you had it, because like you went to like some legitimate was it Stone Temple Pilots? It was something like that. Where you had like
I don't know, man.
Had,
it was like 20 years
like
ago.
Concert
I only really remember
worth, like, dude, probably $400 or $500 right
all
now.
I remember is my Wilson's jacket and my Favre jersey. Like those are the two big ones. Give me those back. All right, give me back my right, show. Yeah.
Give me back my life.
Put it
could
on
you imagine
Twitter.
If I had both those things back?
New man, you know?
Wear them both at the same time.
We should start.
You should buy both of those things and then just sew them down the middle and combine them. And then like wear it around like a victory thing when you're feeling sad, you know? like a comfort shirt.
Sure.
You're right. And then that night, go out and buy yourself a big ribeye steak. And then, like, when she gives it to you, be like, I'll give you $50 if you tell me I'm the king. You're the king.
And then you pay her, and then it gets you off somehow because you're.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, there's.
That's
there's
actually
guys
dangerous.
That pay way more money than that to do dumber shit than that. You know? So.
Make sure you come in sandals.
Attaboy. Ooh, kind of sandals. What are we talking about? We talking about a pair of Wilson leather sandals?
No, just regular sandals.
He's talking about my...
So you can take a, you can just take a peek at those Tootsie Wootsies, you know?
But I'm saying, I mean, are we talking about like a shower, like a tawn, or like an open toed, or a clothes? Like, there's sandals seem to... They got Crocs. People think Crocs are sandals, but they're not.
Oh my God.
Actually, like not to be weird, I like a woman in a nice like a low flat, no sock, you know what I'm saying?
What's a low flat? I don't know what that is.
It's
I don't
like,
know
it's like a sock. It's like a shoe, but a sock.
It's like a moccasin.
It's like a just like a,
it's like a
yeah, but it's like a ballet slipper, sure. But without like wooden shit.
Sure, I think my wife's got a couple pairs of I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I fucks with those.
All right.
With that popping ankle.
Swing.
I just wanted to get one more call of weird out of the way before Reveille. We're getting kind of close.
All right.
414-909-0525. I'm too embarrassed to tell you my name. I don't want my family to know I listen to this podcast. But I just love it. How come there's no Santa type of person for Thanksgiving? Do you think you can imagine what a Santa figure for Thanksgiving might look like? How would he get around to every house? I know you guys can work out the magic.
I mean, I feel like it'd be like, what, like Bill Murray combined with
Bill Murray.
Is your template?
I mean, no. I'm sorry, I didn't finish.
Would it be like a giant fat man, like
Bill Murray as like in Groundhog's Day, where he goes to the like he gets that gopher and he goes to like Gobbler's Knob, you know, like that specific Bill Murray, just him.
What? Then he has like a sack full of turkeys.
I just was thinking of the Gobbler's Knob. That's all. Okay. I don't like saying
it's a,
it.
It's a start.
I wanted to bring it up. I feel like it was a
maybe
good time
he could
to
live in Gobbler's, the real Gobbler's Knob. You
oh,
know?
Shit. Regale us with tails.
And then it's like that stupid, like, groundhog, like, try to steal, like, their thumb, like, thunder. You know?
me and my grandfather used to
they
shoot.
They kind of hate each other.
I hate groundhogs. Groundhogs are dumb. I don't like them.
What about, like, a giant fat wood man that has, like a tin foil, like, Santa bag that he just pulls, like, a magical, like, you know, tin foil bag that he pulls, like, turkeys out of?
But
Red just... Rocker?
I'm into it.
Yes.
No, no, so far. Maybe, how does he arrive with the turkey, I wonder?
Ooh, good question. The arrivals, like, at least, I mean, presentations, at least 50% of the meal.
What about, like, you know, how turkeys can't fly? What about if there are turkeys that can fly? Pulled by six magical
turkeys. Dude,
turkeys
can fly. What turkeys can roost.
His coming
turkey,
is announced
have you ever
by,
seen
like, every
turkeys
faucet?
In a tree? Turkeys can fly. How do they get up in
turkeys
the trees?
Turkeys in a tree?
But they can't fly long distances.
They
can't
you're
pull
right.
A Batman.
No, yeah, they can't. It's not. Yeah, they're not birds, but they can get. Like, I don't know if you've ever been. Like, I've like once in my life, I've been like super surprised by a turkey, and it scared the shit out of me. And that thing flew up from the ground and got up at least like 10 feet and flew up into a tree.
Is that the?
And I was shocked, like by how it wasn't super fast, but it was fast enough where like if a coyote tried, you know what I mean? Like you could tell it's like part of its. Fucking DNA to avoid predators. Like that shit was kind of.
All right, so maybe
he
can fly. But let's just say, okay. So, all right, so
they
maybe
sleep
can fly,
in trees, dude.
You know,
like they roost in. They do sleep roost. In trees. Like okay. That's what I've been told. I'm not a hunter, but this is what I've been told by. And trust me, I work with a lot of dudes in the biz and the construction biz that go hunting. So they tell me all about it, even though I don't know shit. And I'm like, oh yeah, no, that's cool. And like, you know, I'm trying to like relate, but like, dude, I've never hunted a turkey once in my life. I don't know even. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Like, I don't know.
You shoot like, it.
You won't right, but like once again, like I'll be honest. Once
pull out
again,
your phone
on the podcast,
and look it up,
dude. I've shot a shotgun 3 times in my life, and like what you know, like I wouldn't, you know, if I actually killed the turkey with a shotgun, it would be like pure luck. If it was my first time, you know, it would be skill. Let's be honest. I don't know if you ever shot a shotgun, but if it's anything like what is it like? The lower you go in the gauge, the more kick it has. Like
basically.
I forgot what I. Yeah, so I think it was. About like, so what do they have? Like 12 gauge is like pretty low. Is that like the, or is that a mid range?
It's like a 24 gauge, of course, is like half that.
Oh, like a 20. Okay. So, you could kill a turkey with a 22, guaranteed. Like,
well, yeah, but most people with a shotgun, that's what it seems like most of these guys hunt with is like, you know, like,
I don't know if you use a, I'm not sure if you use like a shotgun, like with a turkey, because you could blow the shit out of it if you were close to it. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to use buckshot because then you'd be picking like the BBs out of the.
Honestly, like a handgun wouldn't be too bad.
That would
a
be
handgun
fun.
Would be good.
A 357.
It's like actually like a bow and arrow would be like the best.
That'd be fun.
Like, like
be,
crossbow,
there's definitely
you know?
People
sporting
that
at least.
Dude, I would love to learn how to like bow hunt. That seems to be the funnest way to like hunt. Like everybody that I watch on YouTube, all the bow.
What's
hunters,
the no? You hold up the like the crossbow.
Well, because
and you
got
to
get you got to get a lot closer. Well, if you want to have a humane,
you like
kill,
try not to shoot it in its stomach. Like,
well, you don't want
secret,
to. You don't
think.
Want it to suffer. You know, if you're like a real hunter, no. You don't. Right, that's what I mean. So if you have a bow, presumably you got to be closer than if you have like.
My favorite
you know,
thing to
bow.
Do when I hear people talk about like hunting,
I mean, I'm not
at
a real
work
hunter.
And stuff
I'm
like
just,
that,
you know.
I'd be like, "What was your favorite part about killing the deer?" And then they usually like say something, and then I'd be like, "It wasn't sneaking up behind it and slitting its throat with one of your knives." You know,
that would be
you
cool.
Know, like. Yeah, like
I
was
mean,
like, oh god.
If that was an actual, like, if you were, that'd be.
That's what
if,
you do.
What if that was like how you could? I mean, no, you're. I mean, back. I don't know. Like, I don't. I feel like it's hard to. Dude, deer are pretty alert, but there's definitely animals you could sneak up on and do that too. Like, what do you think?
No, you shoot it, and then it's like suffering. You know, it's like,
oh yeah,
you
oh,
shoot
that,
it,
oh,
and then
yeah,
you
sure.
sneak
then you
up to it, and then you
throat.
Slit
yeah.
its throat.
Sure.
You know, you.
Yeah,
split its
my
throat, well,
my
you know?
Grandpa like.
Let's get out. Oh, we're missing this. We're missing this. What kind of things with this magical Santa?
I was
actually
giving you guys to the. Oh well, I think now is
no,
the
no.
Sort of
I think we
any...
no, no. We have a real hunter that's killed the real. Like, oh, what do you got to say, Red? I'm actually curious what you have to say about all this, Red Rocker.
He's not a real hunter.
I shot a deer once.
Well, there, well, hey, that's shit, dude.
That's all right. I've been messing with my computer trying to get it ready.
Better than
Reveille, because Reveille.
I was
going to
say it's one more than me. Yeah.
So we're going to get into it. But right now, I got to ask real quick, Trent, it's Thanksgiving. Yes, sir. Are you going to salute Neil or what's the other one?
Turn your back.
Turn your back on the American flag.
You know me, sir. I'm a red-blooded American, so I'll. What's the option? Salute, right? Yeah, that's
a
good one.
Salute, hand over the heart, or kneel.
I kneel for no one, no man, or no country. I kneel for no one.
Don't take no. I'll never
take
a
no
knee.
Sass from no. Yeah, from no. Yeah, fuck that. So yeah, I'll salute my flag. It's so far she's done. So
you're
far,
not allowed to salute. You can only put your hand over your heart.
Hey, easy. Hey, I'm not trying to. No stolen valor. Hey, easy. Hey, I just want to do disclaimer here, everybody.
All right, we're pointing the lens at lunch meat. What's it gonna be, lunch meat?
I cross my hand or my heart, but I leave my hat on my head.
I'll accept that answer. I myself will be saluting, except my computer completely froze. I am locked out. And I was actually going to play that Blink 182 song I meant to play before, but did not work out.
Blink 182.
I have
it was like
40
minutes
horns.
Ago, so I don't.
Private!
Drop your cocks and grab your socks. That one was for the veterans who stayed in their cars instead of getting out and saluting the flag like they're supposed to.
So how many
people who are avoiding
are,
going outside so they don't have to salute at all? you know, there's all sorts of ways out of it.
How many veterans would you say right now are like just sitting, like guarding a post that like really is probably not gonna, you know, be taken over by
most of them.
Enemy combatants, and they're just sitting there like, oh my god, I can't believe I'm sitting here on Thanksgiving, like, you know what I mean? And but,
could you
like,
imagine
no,
being
seriously?
In an army where that was like a possibility? Yikes!
Don't they get the shit and mashed potatoes and turkey on Thanksgiving though? Isn't like, come on,
I mean,
right?
Oh, yeah.
You got that? Everyone gets it on Thanksgiving,
you,
right?
You get it like, yeah, once a month probably.
But like, yeah. I want to know, like, what are you guys doing at that post all by yourselves? Like, right, it can't just be just you. Got to be at least two people guarding a post.
They're
usually
cranes and stuff.
I'm curious,
you know, like
what really
you know?
Goes on between two gentlemen or
one
two
time there was like a shack in the middle of the
whoever.
Forest, and this guy with a canker sore tried to like pull out some pornos and showed me like some magazines.
Uh-huh.
That sure. happened once.
He was trying to fuck you.
And everybody
was
like, why are you showing us these? He was like
yeah.
he was like a sergeant.
Right. Yeah, that dude trying to get free.
What else?
So go, I just got this cherry flavored lube. Here, you taste
yeah,
just
right,
like
yeah.
it. Give it a taste
these,
off my finger.
These, yeah, I got these edible panties. Anybody want to get a? Yeah,
you could
like you just put it.
Now that I would do. No, I'd be like, oh sure, give me those. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, lunch.
Yum. You go to like a porta john and like jerk off every 3 hours because you know it's gonna kill like some time, and like nobody will know what you're up to in there.
Well, I mean. Killing time.
If you're like
time,
killing time,
so,
like
so you don't have any. So you don't have
night.
Anything to masturbate with because you're in the army. No
yeah,
phones. No porno.
Turns out your
so
hand
what do you do?
Works just
call.
Fine.
Wait, are you?
So what do you do?
Dry jerking in the fucking. Like,
so what do you do?
Bathrooms yeah. like a prisoner.
Yeah.
Do you
what,
just
I mean,
like buy some
that.
Girls' panties
I mean,
and then
you know,
like wait for
like,
tuna day and then kind of smear the tuna on the panties and then just
like I was like 20.
Smell the panties when you're masturbating.
That's better than nothing. At least you're not dry jerking it to nothing.
Honestly, I'm the wrong person to ask. I did have a girlfriend Uh-oh. In Iraq, but
shit! Oh, somebody's
I
got better
got
stories than dry jerking
Iraq,
it.
But
saucy details.
I think most
perhaps.
People. Not
you
really.
Never jerked it in Iraq, not
he
one time.
No, no, I just
get
told you
here.
About it. No,
oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say that.
Oh, yeah.
I just
oh, yeah.
said, like,
oh, yeah.
not like everyone.
Every
else,
3 hours. Yeah. That,
oh, yeah. Like, sense. no question. I was like 20 years old, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, yeah, you're a beast.
Like, you don't got no
savage.
You don't got no
and
finesse.
You're in the army. Yeah, sure. Like, you got a lot to prove.
You don't know,
like,
how to romance it back like you do now.
you're just pounding that shit until, yeah, sure. That sounds awesome.
I'm talking about my dick.
Good for you.
Okay.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was great.
I beat them all, pal.
All right. what were you jerking off to in 2002?
Nelly.
Whoa. Normally I turn remember it off there. Song? I'll let it go this time.
I think I still had like Yeehaw. A video. I think I had like a VHS like video player and some tapes back then.
Oh, what was that shit where they used to make the girls? It was that real awkward shit. It was that dude who like had girls. It was like they were on buses and they were like
Girls Gone Wild and all that shit.
Yeah, he went to jail for that shit.
That like,
that was literally our generation of porn. Our version of porn was like getting one of those at a certain point. Let's be honest. Like,
remember when we lived with that one like roommate where he like legitimately ordered that stuff all the time?
Dude.
I mean, if you already got it, I guess I'll look at it. Whatever.
But that was before the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and like no one had ever said like consent before. Like you didn't know about that stuff.
Remember? Okay, the first.
It was 1997.
Okay. For me, the first weirdo or slash perv I ever ran into, where I realized like, wow, people can be completely depraved. Remember? Aaron D's. I'm not gonna say his last name, but remember his cousin we used to get the alcohol from when we were in high school.
Oh, yeah, that dude.
I'm telling you right now, and I'm gonna put it out there right now, that dude wanted to fuck one of us. That dude was a straight up fucking weird.
I don't think so. I think he was like, why would he always have all those
Playboy sitting?
He was straight.
And he would try to show you.
That was like his.
I'm not saying that he wasn't straight, but I'm saying like he might have been bi.
He was like a bisexual icon,
right? Which I'm not saying. It wasn't like deviant. I'm just saying he was trying to like see if there was like some.
I think legitimately his parents were sexual deviants. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like,
well,
those
there was
were
something
his.
Going on there, dude.
And
I don't
then
know
it's
the
just
whole
like
story,
he was like just raised up,
weird,
up like.
I mean,
you know.
Looking back on it now, I'm like, oh my god, because I'll think about that shit sometimes. And like, dude, he used.
However,
to let me, dude,
as
he used to
creepy,
let me take his
yeah.
car out mm-hmm. and like, dude, I used to take it. To like a drive-in movie theater.
Yeah, me too.
So
we all did.
I don't remember this part.
With other girls.
Oh, the
car.
Yeah.
Not the play. Yeah.
It was the awkward part, right? He used to make me chill with him and smoke weed with him by myself at 4 a.m. in his house. And I always got a weird vibe. Like, dude, is this guy trying to fuck me? Which, I mean, whatever. I got.
But he never did, though,
yeah,
right?
No. I mean... I know. I'm not saying. I'm not accusing him of anything. I'm just saying, man. It just felt real weird. And for the time when you look back,
it is kind
of
weird.
Those times when there's a lot of creepy people that got away with a lot of shit, you kind of think like there had to have been at least one or two guys. Like, I don't know, man, his angle seemed kind of
Well, here's the thing, dude. It was like we were 15 years old, you know, like we were 15 years old. We wanted to get the booze, you know what I'm saying? We wanted to drive, but we didn't have licenses.
Tale, I guess is what
you know what I'm saying?
We
fought, we like searched out,
there,
out a dude who was like willing to give us those things,
right?
All he asked was just like we hang out with him and then like.
Yeah, but we were also...
Let him come to some...
Normally there's a goodbye. This week there's not. We've run a little long today. Hashtag WNBC is recorded at or around Chautauqua, Wisconsin, 54728. You can reach us anytime on Twitter at WNBC420 or hashtag WNBC usually get you there. For the rest of the hashtag Woke Boys, this has been Red Rocker.
West Side was back in the city, but instead of this old bank of sand, with the sun beating down over the chimney tops and the one I love so close at hand. If I had wings and I could fly, I know where I would go. But right now I just sit here so pretendingly and watch the river flow. People disagreeing on just about everything, yeah. Makes you stop and wonder why. Why, only yesterday I saw somebody on the street who just couldn't help but cry. Oh, this old river keeps on rolling though. No matter what gets in the way and which way the wind does blow. And as long as it does, I just sit. it have, watch the river flow.
Okay, folks, and actually, it's time, Ed Supreme, Jimmy Gumfunk, take a knee. For all you vets out there, keep on keeping your secrets a secret with me, Red Rocker. Good morning, Chitek.
Back in the dark, Mr.
What?
Back in the darkness, Edmund.
Okay, very good.